Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show,
living off with
a variety talk show
and giving
whose only
all the power to the
strength. How are you?
That was only gonna bring me to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in. I encourage you to pass on this seven-part series and get as much information out to your friends as possible. One out of three children is bullied each year. That means we all know someone who has been bullied. So, like I said, I encourage you to pass this information on. Children with disabilities are at a higher risk of being bullied than their peers. Enough, and that's ENUF, is an online anti-bullying campaign that will encourage families to promote positivity in their homes and families. For more information about this campaign, please visit enough, ENUF, dot, and there's no WW, just enough, dot, esilentvoices.com. Take the pledge. And a pledge is for your own records. It's more of a commitment. But please check out the website and pass it on to your friends on social networks and just help us spread the word about this campaign and to learn more about it. In support of the Enough campaign, this show, the Yvonne Pierre Show, is doing a seven-part series. And this is today's show is the second part. If you missed part one, I encourage you to visit blogtalkradio.com/YPierre, and that's YPIERRE, and click on the Enough series, the Bully's Perspective with Thomas Gagliano, that which we had on last week. Today's episode is part two of the Enough series, and we will be discussing the effects of bullying with our special guest, Tamara Hill, a therapist that specializes in children and adolescent behavioral and mood disorders, including trauma. She works with families to help them understand their options that will help their kids utilize their strengths in the home, school, and community. As an internationally quoted therapist and media coordinator, Tamara aims to empower families from various walks of life to gain further knowledge and rediscover authentic living. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Yvonne, for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you. if you ask several different people what bullying is, you're probably going to get several different definitions. Could you, Tamara? Could you define what bullying is for us?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, unfortunately, a lot of parents believe that bullying is just strictly physical harassment, but it's so broad. So according to stopbullying.gov, bullying is defined as unwanted, aggressive behavior that involves a real or perceived power imbalance, and it's something that occurs over time repeatedly. So the power imbalance, Yvonne, could be age, it could be class, height, race, or disability. You know, each Yeah, you know, each year 6,000 babies are born with Down syndrome, and current research is starting to show that kids with special needs, behavioral and mental disabilities are more likely to be bullied than other children. So it is definitely becoming an epidemic.
Wow. And I can believe that because they're more vulnerable to someone trying to, you know, bullies don't normally go after someone who is going to stand, you know, back up to them or make them look bad. So
exactly.
They normally target those who they assume will not fight back or won't, or they may be stronger than, or, you know, that will make them look good. So, you know, as I mentioned in the introduction, and you've mentioned too some of the statistics, but in the introduction I said one out of three children, you know, are bullied each year. What and that, you know, and that children with special needs, with disabilities, are at a higher risk. But could you share with us more statistics regarding bullying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I was preparing for this show, I was just really surprised at the statistics. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling. Over 3.2 million kids are victims of bullying every year. And I was looking at some of the statistics for adolescents. At least 160,000 teenagers skip school every single day just to avoid being bullied. You know, and when you look at those statistics, the next one really isn't that shocking. About 75% of school shootings has been linked to harassment and bullying. You know, and it's mind-boggling. I mean, when you think of cases like Virginia Tech, the situation where there was a shooting spree. Now, there were rumors going around that the perpetrator was bullied. You know, and so we have more cases. We even have suicide. It's a little bit difficult to link suicide to bullying, but, you know, suicide is the third leading cause of death, not diabetes, not heart disease, not cancer, suicide. And it's the third leading cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds. And kids who are bullied are more likely to be depressed, have anxiety, low self-esteem, difficulty learning, high blood pressure, and even post-traumatic stress disorder. And all of these things make them more susceptible, Yvonne, to suicide.
Wow. Wow. And that's why it's important for parents really to get as much information as possible and to know what to look for and, you know, and to be more observant when it comes to their children and their behaviors, or different, like I said, signs to look for. And that's why this campaign is so important. And it's important that people pass on this information. It's funny that, you know, people are quicker to pass on bad news than they are to pass on information that will prevent you know, a child from being bullied, or, you know, the parents can step in a little earlier. And, you know, as I mentioned, people have different perspectives or definitions of what bullying is. And often we hear people say, oh, they're just being kids.
Mm-hmm.
What are some different forms of bullying?
Sure. I think there are four big ones. And the first one is cyberbullying. Cyberbullying, you know, entails Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Pinterest, anything online where kids can post things negatively about each other. They can post pictures, spread rumors. Cyberbullying, in my opinion, having worked in a middle school, is one of the biggest problems we have because it's so insidious. We have verbal bullying. That's the next one. Name calling, taunting, making inappropriate statements. The third one is social bullying, and more girls tend to engage in this than boys. It's the attempting to destroy one's reputation. It's the rumors, the ostracizing, making girls feel that they're not pretty enough, they're not good enough, spreading rumors about boys liking them, things like that. And the final one is the physical bullying, and that's the one that parents see the most, and that's the kicking, the hitting, the spitting, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that to our attention, that bullying is just, you know, it's not just the physical. It's the things that, like you were saying, the rumors, the things that kind of that affects their self-esteem and make them kind of implode.
Absolutely.
Kind of implode, and the parents don't, you know, they may withdraw or different things, you know, signals. What are triggers or factors that breed bullies, so to speak?
Yeah, that's a hard one. But I think from, you know, both personal and professional experience, that there are three big things. And the first thing is environment. And that's basically the home, the school, and the community. And that's things that your kid, that's things that your kid is learning. Are they seeing mom and dad fight? Are they being allowed to fight their siblings? You know, are they playing with kids who bully other kids? The other part of the environmental piece is kids wanting to fit in with other kids. You know, I'm not being liked at school, but if I bully someone, other kids will probably accept me because I look tough, I look powerful. And then you have that other piece, Yvonne, and that's what we were kind of talking about before the show. It's that arrogance, the cockiness. You know, I'm feeling privileged. I'm feeling better than you, so I'm going to bully you because of that. The second thing I think we miss, and you know, and this is very important, it's the mental and behavioral problems of kids, the untreated or the poorly treated, that can create bullies. You know, statistics show that kids with behavioral and mental problems are 3 times more likely to bully than normally developing kids. So the pendulum swings both ways. Kids with special needs and behavior problems can bully, and they can also become the bully, depending on their problem. And then the final thing that causes a bully, the factors, would be internal hatred, resentment, and temperament. I think some kids are just born mean. They have a rough temperament. And other kids are just resentful. Their lives aren't what they wanted it to be. They don't have a mom. They don't have a dad. They don't think they're good enough. And these self-esteem issues can develop a bully. And I think with these three things, the environment, mental and behavioral problems, as well as internal hatred and temperament, if you mix those things together, you know, you're going to get a bully, more than likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most things that we become passionate about often stem from an experience. You know, like me being more involved with the special needs community stems from me being a parent. So what was your personal experience that led you down this career path, specifically dealing with bullying?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I looked over my past, I didn't really think that my personal experience with short-term bullying had anything to do with my passion about the issue. But, you know, after doing some introspection, I began to look at it and I said, well, wait a minute, I think maybe there are some things I can learn from my experience. I was an 8-year-old victim of multiple bullies for a short time. My mother, she had to help my grandmother take care of my great-grandmother who had severe Alzheimer's disease. And I played with some of the kids in the neighborhood. And, you know, I'm just going to give you two incidents that happened to me. A female friend that I had played with for a while began calling my home and harassing me. And she would call my home and say things and hang up and call my home and just hang up. And she would do this repeatedly for quite some time until my mom found out and my mom separated us. But I looked over this event and I could see environment. And this child had an aunt with a severe mental illness. Her mother was rarely around. Her mom worked a lot. She and her sibling latchkey kids. And they had a very hard life. And so I think somewhere in that experience of just being bullied by her, harassed by her, I could see that she wanted my life. She wanted my mom. She wanted the things that she thought that I had. And then, you know, just one final example. There was Mel in my great-grandmother's neighborhood, and I was sitting on the steps, you know, one day, and he just came up the street and smacked me across the face.
Wow.
And, yeah. And, you know, Yvonne, I went to my mom, and my mom's like, oh, my God, you know, a boy just slapped her, and she went and talked to his grandmother. I just remember looking at that, and he had a mother that was very rarely around. His grandmother raised him. He had various stepfathers, played the role of dad. And there was that power imbalance that I mentioned earlier. He was a boy, I was a girl. His environment was bad, and I think he had some sort of internal hatred. He was just hurting, and all that pain was creating bully-like behaviors. You know, Yvonne, just to go back to the effects of bullying, I think just my experience with bullying, I don't think it negatively affected me, but I think it affected me in such a way that I know how to deal with adult bullies, unfortunately. We have them, at least between at least between 35 to 50% of adults bully, and they say that they experience it at work. So it's not just kids, it's adults too.
Yeah. What can parents do, specifically parents that have kids with special needs, what can they do to protect their kids?
Yeah, this is a really big question. I get emails about this a lot. I think there are a couple things. I'm going to give you a list. I think the number one thing is to teach kids to recognize poor boundaries in relationships. I think for a lot of kids, they want friends, they want to be accepted and loved, but they need to know that if they're being bullied, that's not a good relationship. If a kid's going to hit you and harass you one day and then like you the next, that's not a good relationship.
Right.
Teaching kids about poor boundaries is important. I think role-playing with kids, that's the next thing. Role-play a bully scenario and let them know, this is what might happen to you. What could you do? You know, let them play the bully. Let them play the victim. Help them see, you know, some things that they could possibly do if that situation comes up. It's kind of giving them practice, you know. The next thing that I would encourage you to do is to encourage kids to write down a listing of adult names that they could – adults that they could go to. If they're being bullied at school or in the neighborhood, who do they trust that they can go to and tell that they are being bullied? And you know, even while you're writing down listing names of adults, you can also write your principal. Have your kid write their principal, and you can do it too.
Yeah. So what about, and one of the things I just want to throw in there too, like some kids that have, not all kids with Down syndrome or autism are verbal, but I want to encourage parents to just notice different behavioral changes that they may, you know, and then talk to the adults that are working with them and kind of and just have an add into their IEP meeting. When you do an IEP meeting, add that, you know, you want your child to have a monitor at all times. So that way, and, you know, and there's different things you can do as well, talking to the principal, like you said, and different things just to make sure your child is in, you know, a safe environment and letting the adults understand that your child needs to be monitored, not to let them go off, you know, on their own, or which they shouldn't be anyway. But just having someone being mindful of, you know, and I think teachers need to understand too what signs to look for, because I think not just parents but also teachers will say, oh, they're just playing with them. No, you know, they need to know when to speak up or step up, you know, and protect this child. So what should schools be doing to protect our children?
You know, my ideas are kind of idealistic, but I think that these are things that they can actually implement. And one thing I think is just a broad mandatory discussion of the psychological and emotional effects of bullying on special needs kids and kids in general. You know, I think if we have sex education, we have education about evolution. I mean, we have education about a lot of topics. We need to do bullying as well. Make a 6-week summer class mandatory, or a 6 weeks during, you know, the school term. Make it mandatory that teachers sit, families sit, kids sit, and listen to the psychological and emotional effects that bullying causes. I think also that kids who frequently bully should be court-ordered into behavior management classes. I mean, sometimes you have situations where parents cannot control the behavior or they won't. And so this might require kids being court-ordered into treatment somehow, especially
yeah.
when they are, you know what I mean, especially when they are constantly harassing and bullying other kids. And, you know, on the other side of that token, there's consequences for parents. If parents will not step up, if they refuse to make their kids behave, we have compulsory school laws. We need to have laws that say, if you're not going to control your kid and if you cannot, the law is going to get involved. There are parental consequences to bullying.
Yeah, and I think I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, bullies and the last episode we did, it was a Thomas Gagliano was once a bully himself, and one of the things that he mentioned is that oftentimes a lot of the bullies are being bullied themselves at home. So I agree with you 100% that we can't rely on the parents that are bullying the child to
yeah.
teach their child not to bully. So I think it should be something mandatory to get this child get the child some help so this behavioral can change and also so it can be dealt with so the child can get the help that they need because their parents if their parents is not there. You know, I don't mean physically there. I mean, if their parents, like we said, are bullies themselves, they're not mm-hmm. going to feel the initiative to get their child help because they don't see it as a problem. So I'm glad
yeah.
that you mentioned that, and I agree with that 100%. Something has to be done where if the child has this repeat behavior that you know, someone else steps in and makes sure the child gets the help that they need to stop it.
Right, absolutely. And you hate to say this, and I hate to say this, but there are some parents that actually think the bullying behavior is kind of cute. You hate to say that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But some
people, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah, and they think, you know, hey, my kid's tough. He knows how to roll with the punches, and he's just holding his own, you know. And, you know, that's the type of mindset because of cultural ignorance, because of social class ignorance, whatever it may be, schools need to say, well, guess what? There are legal consequences, mom or dad or whoever, and you're going to have to deal with those consequences. Bullying hurts, and it causes a lot of effects, physical,
yeah.
mental, psychological. It's detrimental.
Yeah. What, and we kind of touched on it, but what resources and laws are in place for parents?
Yes, yeah. I think this is absolutely something that all parents would probably just grab onto, and a lot of parents aren't informed about this. You know, bullying can actually, you know, cross over into a federal civil rights lawsuit. When bullying is directed at a peer or at a child because of his or her disability, it is called intentional intimidation. And in most states, there's a federal law that defines this as disability harassment. And so if you look on my website, anchoredinknowledge.wordpress.com, click under the counseling tab and go to bullying prevention, you can see all of the legal statutes that protect kids with special needs. Under Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act, Yvonne, schools must address harassment, especially if a complaint is filed. And most parents can file a complaint with the Office for Civil Rights, and you can find that on my website.
Mm.
Yeah.
So give that, before we go, could you give that website again? And if you're, like, on Facebook or anything, how can people get in contact with you?
Absolutely. You can actually, I have quite a few, but you can actually follow me on Twitter at Therapist T, and that's T-E-E. You can also follow me on Pinterest, Therapist T-E-E as well, or you can go to my website where you can find all of this legal information, anchoredinknowledge.wordpress.com.
Repeat that.
That's
anchored in knowledge.
Yes, .wordpress.com. Or, Yvonne, let me just add this really quickly. You can also email me if you have questions or anything at caregiversandfamily@gmail.com.
Wow. Tamara Hill, I want to thank you. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. But before we go, do you have any final thoughts, anything that you would like to share with parents?
Yes. I just want parents to know that I have a mom that was very, very dedicated to me. She was a Christian mom that made sure that I had everything that I needed to make me feel loved and supported. And so I want you to know that I have those same aspirations for people who are my clients and people who follow me. So I want you to know that I'm here to support you. If you need me for anything, if you need me as a resource, feel free to email me, contact me. I will be happy to help you. And thank you, Yvonne, for inviting me on your show. It was an absolute pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you, too. And it was a pleasure for me as well. And, you know, I just want to commend you and thank you for the help that you're doing and the information that you have on your website. And for one more time, if you can give that website again.
Yes. Sure, that's anchoredinknowledge.wordpress.com.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you so much.
Thank you. Tune in Thursday, March 28th at 2 p.m. for part 3 of the Enough series, which will be discussing the effects of bullying with Tara Kennedy Klein. Help us get the word out about this campaign. Visit Enough, that's N-U, F.esilentvoices.com, and like and share us on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/esilentvoice. Thank you for listening.
I was meant to fly.
Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure. And I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.
Meant to fly.